For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Joe, if you ever land a girl and want to procreate, you know what you need, right?
Hey, what do I need?
The legacy test stack, of course.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Listen to this customer testimony from Alec in Virginia, who gave us permission to read this on the air. This is from our friends at LegacySubs.com. I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. I tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now. And I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample. My count was at 80%. And it's never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later, and now she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently, and all signs point to this being a key to my family's new expected child, and there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use, but when I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality. So you have a loyal customer for life. Unquote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could. So get your baby maker and go to LegacySubs.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySubs.com and the code K100 for 10% off. You got to give these products a try.
Yeah, and we get guys sending us pictures of weight that they've lost, people telling them that they use it when they got to study and concentrate. So they've been with us how long, Joe? 2 years?
Couple of years, yeah. And don't forget Jay Baca, who we had on our roundtable this week, longtime listener, is just an avid user of Legacy Subs. He came on, he looked a lot skinnier, and we found out what? He lost 70, 80 pounds down from, yeah, you know, 380 or whatever. He's trying to get down further, but that's an amazing amount of weight to lose, and he looks good.
Get all your nutrients, all your supplements. They also have a woman's line done by Mickey James. You can check that all out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Next is from King Weasel. The subject is matches of your career. Hey, K100 crew. My question is for Conan, the Mighty Mighty Disco. Would you guys say individually be the greatest and worst matches of your respective careers and why? Joey, I guess we can get your input too. What were your favorite Conan and Disco matches and why? And thank you for all the amazing content. Fabian Medina from Palm Bay, Florida. I don't know, remember specifically, because it's very difficult for us to remember matches from start to finish, but you remember your really the real stinkers, and you remember like your best ones, right? I had a stinker with Beefcake. It was horrible. It was just, you know, he forgot everything. It was a stinker.
Yeah, Brutus was never really known for my best
matches were against, like, you know, I won't even say like I have a standout best match. My best matches, based on what my skill set was and what I was trying to do in my career, was with like Conan, Alex, Eddie, Benoit, and Jericho. Like guys of kind of my size, and we had, all of us had character and personality and stuff. And we did, like, those were my best matches, like against those guys, you know, because we always got good reactions. You know, we worked well together. You know, my, you know, what I did well worked well with the other guys, you know, so it's just, you know, that's what I would say. Well, how about you, Conan?
I would say worst match that I can think of off the top of my head, I'm sure there's more, was for sure with Van Hammer, and for sure with One Man Gang.
Yeah. My match with Van Hammer stunk too, but it wasn't as bad as the Beefcake match. So
yeah, he didn't want to put me over. He was like, "Who's this fucking guy?" Right. And
how did he keep a job for so long? Was he was buddies with DDP, but was that like part of it?
No, because he was good for a big guy. I mean, didn't know who I was. I was small. Yeah. And he was like, "Who the fuck is this fucking guy that I'm losing to?" And he made it rough on me.
This was very,
okay. I don't complain.
Hammer,
yeah,
Hammer was had
Hammer the, was the unskilled,
the least talented wrestler on the roster. Okay, he just he was big.
Right.
He was clumsy.
He was there because of his look.
He was there because of his look. Right.
He wasn't a bad guy either, but he was he was not good in the ring.
Because he was a decent sized guy and everything, and thought he kind of had some.
You got to push.
He literally, this was a funny story. This is a true story, too. They wanted to call him, like, Russo came up with the Misfits in Action and everything, and they wanted to call him because he was a shoot pothead, right? And he had no bones about it. He'd like, you know, we wanted to call him, Vince wanted to call him Private Stash. Because right. That's like, because that's, you know, that's like a, but he didn't want to be that low ranked on the military, like journal. He wanted to be Major Stash. Because Private Stash in the military is like a very low.
He would have been the lowest rank.
Like literally, that's why they called him Major Stash, because he complained about Private Stash, even though Private Stash was the gimmick. You know,
so, at one time, remember, right before I got there, he got a huge push.
I think
you might have been there.
Yeah, it's like weird.
He got pushed as a heavy metal guitar player. Then he was in the Flock, right. And then they tried him again as a hippie. You know, he got a few tries. Yeah.
What were your, anyway,
what were your best matches, Conan?
Best matches, 100% Disco anywhere I went, and Eddie Guerrero, especially in Juarez. We tore that territory up, and I have films of those that I'm going to release one day that nobody has. And but for atmosphere, the greatest ever was, I had gotten into a fight with Antonio Pena. I left AAA for 7 years, and when I came back, a lot of people said, "Bro, people forgot about you." And when my music hit, the place went nuts. And I actually felt, as weird as this sound, and I'm not into ghosts, demons, gods, or anything like that, but I felt like I was so euphoric that it actually felt like I was walking on air a few inches.
Really?
You know?
Really?
While I was going around the
room. Were you in Iran? Were you in Iran?
No, I was not in Iran. But it was a very euphoric experience, believe me.
I think, like, you probably rolled.
Huge adrenaline rush.
You're probably rolling.
Probably.
Well, my favorite.
Probably had some gimmicks.
Right. Yeah.
My favorite.
Raven
match
against Punk.
From you guys, my favorite matches from you guys is Conan versus Eddie and versus Hoovy from some pay per views versus Jericho on Nitro. And then I don't remember specifically, but the stuff that you did with Three Live Crew. Like, those tag matches were very good too. Disco, I've always said, even though it was probably only happened a handful of times, Disco and Saturn to me was still great if I watch it today. And then Disco and Kidman. Yeah,
I could match with Saturn too.
Yeah,
because he had a very rugged. I sold offense really well, so he looked like he was beating me up. You know? So,
yeah, it looked like you were getting killed in Philly. And then Disco's when Disco was in the mix with AJ and Jarrett and Raven and stuff and TNA, that produced good matches.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Oh yeah, by the way, yeah, I'll throw my match against AJ in there too. Yeah, because they're definitely AJ.
Matches with Public Enemy are not on my list. Yeah.
Okay. The email after this is going to be funny, but this email is Jeffrey Lang from WrestleMania. Hey guys, I want to ask all three of you about your thoughts about WrestleMania being on multiple nights, which WWE has been doing for a few years. Do you think it's better with more content, or should they switch it back to one night? I think it's oversaturated with forgettable matches. Also, with YouTube getting more strict with their copyright laws, I was wondering if K100 ever got demonetized for DI impersonating Kermit the Frog. Jeffrey, a good our bravo. Let's yellow card him.
Jesus, Jeff.
Jeffrey Lang, yellow card.
What's his name, Jeffrey Lang?
Yeah. I want to point.
Just inform Mr. Lang of something. It's not an impersonation. Okay.
Joe, I want to point this. Okay, I was listening back to some of our YouTube clips yesterday. I got a rabbit hole. I was just listening to clips in the gym, right? Hughie edited out the name of a dirt sheet that had reported a story. Because I said, like, who reported this? And he played like a sound effect, like, I guess when you answer and stuff. And I'm wondering why, like, you know, why he did that, or is it like, because if the dirt sheets are reporting the stories, we should be giving them credit for the report. Because if somebody says, so you should actually
ask him why
he told the name. Because I noticed it. And I just thought of it because I was going to bring it up if it ever came up. But find out why, because we should be crediting news sources if they are reporting the story. Okay, that's common sense. And you know, like we should be doing that. We shouldn't edit that out, right? Okay, but so I came up with the WrestleMania for two nights idea long ago because all these other wrestling companies were coming into WrestleMania weekend and running shows on Saturday night and stuff right before WrestleMania. And I was like, well, they should just go to two nights because the show's too long as it is. You know, divide it up in two nights because all the wrestling fans are watching this other content. Why not just watch it? There's common sense. And then this guy thinks it's like an oversaturated. That was a very intelligent business decision.
Right.
You know, especially plus two because you're not
good. Especially since they did good business both nights.
And they're on the network now. We're not telling people, hey, pay $50 each night, $100. Is it? No, you just buy the network. And for March, you're getting two shows. You know, you're getting, or April, whatever the month is, April, you're getting two straight nights of the best show of the year. And like you probably spike their views or something. But yeah, that was just common sense business. And it was funny too. Literally like 2 years before they did that, I was the one that's saying they should do this. Nobody, how many other people were saying that? Nobody was, remember Conan? Nobody was saying that. That was almost my idea, right?
I'll give you that.
You give me that, right? Yeah. So
I think it's
exhausting. And I bet you that's the process. I bet you that's why they did it. It's like, why are we letting all these other companies? People pay to run on Saturday. We could just run on Saturday. Everybody come to our show, right? Yeah. Right.
It's pretty exhausting, but I understand why they did it. And now it's like I don't know about forgettable matches because usually they have so many big matches that they do need two nights. What I do know is when I was younger, you know, sometimes I can just rattle off random wrestling shit. I would remember who was at Mania, who they wrestled and stuff. I don't know what happened in the last 5 years because that it is forgettable. Even though it's a big match at the time, it's just too much. I don't remember.
Plus two. This is the main reason, right? Is that when they started increasing the length of the shows, you're running a huge risk at the crowd being dead for your main event. Like you have to book that show perfectly to try to figure out where the crowd's going to be energy wise going into that main event. But when you split the shows up, you don't really have that problem. Like two and a half, 3 hour shows is perfect, you know? So, but a 5.5 hour show and the main event's going out there, the people just like, they've been there for like 7 hours. It's like, come on. Right. So, Cody, what's the longest show you've been on before?
Oh, bro.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Over 5 hours.
Yeah, it's even brutal. The talent is exhausted.
Well, like, yeah, because you've been there all day. You've been there all day. So
yeah,
the TV taping, yeah, you might have been there 8 hours before.
Perfect example. You watch professional sports and like UFC and boxing, okay? They show the competitors like showing up like an hour and a half before the show. Like hour and a half, like they're going to be on there in like 2 hours, and like they go and they show up, and like, bro, but think about showing up 6 hours before you're supposed to perform.
Jeez.
Or 10 or 8, 9 hours, like sometimes that's like, right. Yeah, you're right. Conan, guess what?
What up?
French ball fall is upon us, and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show. Guess who they are? Manscaped. So nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for the sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cupping season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. So it's getting chilly outside, so it's time for flannels and cozy socks. But we can't forget to trim your balls, okay? You've heard of them. I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know this is one of our favorite sponsors. But it's time for them to join the ones that haven't. It's time for them to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all. The Performance Package 4.0. It's all you need. It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful. Plus the lawnmower, it has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and a built-in 4000K LED spotlight to help you see your parts of your body you haven't looked at in years. So once you've cleared the driveway, the Performance Package comes in hot with products to cool you down. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, I know Joe uses that and probably has to sleep with his wife.
Damn
and the
right.
Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, one to prevent stink and one to clear it up. And with a soothing aloe vera formula, move over pumpkin spice, fresh balls are the smell of the season. So the Performance Package 4.0 caps off with two free gifts. Now, I'm not lying. The Manscaped boxers are the most comfortable boxers you'll ever wear. I mean, Cody, how many pairs you got? I've got like 4 pairs of these.
A lot. I got like 10. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Shed Travel Bag. And it's a pretty cool bag to travel with. Perfect size. Got to put all the things in there. And that's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free ship with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. It's a great deal with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
The great thing about this, even though they say it's for your nether regions, you can use it on your arms, your legs, your chest, under your arms, your head. Obviously, use a different one. and, you know, comes with all sorts of deodorants and crop preservers. Joe used to suffer from swamp ass until he started to use a crop preserver. And Light now saver. He smells halfway decent.
Yeah.
This is a must have. So check it out. All three of us use it. All three of us swear by it. Stay groomed. Go to manscaped.com. Boom.
This is an interesting one. Rick ROH, and this guy's a hater, okay? Subject, why is K100 so anti-ROH? Hello, Clay Dog, Joey Nipples, and Disco Jobber
Clay
Eddie.
Dog? Wait a minute.
Clay Dog.
Yeah. For all three names and yellow card, this guy right off the bat.
Joey Nipples and Disco Jobber Eddie. Folks call you chumps out all the time for being anti-AEW, but what needs to be addressed is the vitriol and mistruths spread about the Ring of Honor brand. Frankly, Ring of Honor is instrumental to the success of modern-day pro wrestling. Just look around you and you'll know what I mean. Talk about influence. It's time to give Ring of Honor their flowers, K100. I know K100 is busy working on his promotion, CMLO, or whatever he's doing, and that's why he's not seeing the reality of the situation. Ring of Honor is not a dead brand. It's the reason why WWE, NXT, and AEW are so successful right now. And every time the Ring of Honor titles are featured on AEW TV, all I hear is negativity from you two, from your troublesome trio. Furthermore, if the wrestling cheeseburger were around in WCW, he would have whooped Disco. Word on your moms, I'm out. And that's how you really keep it 100. Y'all just keep it 50-50. Nah, y'all keep it 33-3, 33-3, and 33-3. What do you think about this comment? Okay,
what's this walking glory hole's name?
Rick ROH.
Okay, bro, Rick ROH. That's like Harry Ruiz with a number one AEW fan. Okay, you're obviously a ROH simp, Mark. No problem, bro. I'm a Mark for the Celtics. But I wrestled there two or three times and I did an angle with Homicide and Cornette. I know very well what ROH is and the plethora of talent that came out of there. Whether it was Paul London or AJ or Joe or Punk or Low Key, you know. And yeah, ROH was very important before. It isn't now. It isn't a big deal anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could be resuscitated. Give me a good storyline. Give me what good buzz is happening in ROH. I don't know. I'm not even sure who the champion is. Who is it? Who's the champion of ROH? Is it Joe?
He relinquished the belt.
Okay.
Eddie's the world champion.
Yeah, people,
It's not on one of the channels. You got to go to.
There's no buzz, bro. Yeah, it used to be great. You know, yeah. It isn't anymore, or it isn't right now. What's the problem? That's not
Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor. Basically, NXT is a new Ring of Honor. Okay, because Ring of Honor was a feeder program for all guys getting to the main shows. It was like the semi-main event. To getting to the main event. If you were a Ring of Honor performer and a top guy in Ring of Honor, those were the guys that WWE was looking or WCW was looking at. Right.
That was another smart thing WWE did. They were bringing on this indie talent that they noticed were semi-professionals and had a lot of bad habits. They said, you know what? We got to make our own system, polish them up before we bring them to the main. And that was very smart of them, and it's paying dividends. I mean, ROH was the original feeder system, and for a while, Evolve was. But anyways, the bottom line is there's no buzz on ROH, no good storylines. They're not doing anything for us, put them over for. So why would we, Mr. ROH?
Right.
You know, yeah. Rick ROH. Like I've said before, AEW as a promotion in the TV shows, it's Ring of Honor style matches. Ring of Honor is just redundant at this point. Because AEW is doing what you would see in Ring of Honor in the past.
All right, so Matt, the next one's from Matt Gagner, and the subject is Disco's bet. He's going to get – we're going to suspend him for misinformation, okay?
All right.
Good day, K100 crew. I haven't heard of Disco's paid up on his $100 CM Punk bet with Joe. Since Joe is too nervous to bring it up, I thought I would, since we know Disco has reneged on a bet before, like when he didn't wear the bikini on the Jericho cruise. I have a solution to settle this. Joe, would you settle for a complimentary one-hour visit to the Shake Shack, assuming that the lemon pepper dipping sauce is available? Thanks, guys. Much love. Big Matchy. Suspension? Let's give him 2 weeks for the snide comment. But if you listen to the show, Matt, I said to Joe, the next time he sends me money for the what you call, just keep $100. So I didn't renege on anything. right? Mm-hmm. Is that accurate, Joe? Will you confirm that?
I will absolutely confirm that. Yeah.
There we go.
You reneged on my bets.
Because you didn't win them. Next
yes,
one's
I did.
From no, you didn't.
However,
do you have the proof here?
I don't have it. No, but
you still have it, right?
Because it doesn't exist. That's why
the bets. I got it. The Super Bowl bet.
No,
yeah.
This was recorded. I asked him to check it out. I asked him to have it ready. And again, and as usual, it doesn't happen.
So guess what, Conan?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed again. So Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations, which the gas station stuff is garbage. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it works like alcohol but with no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water or soda, whatever you want. You got flavors like cherry and grape, and both are delicious either way. So if you go to getblitz.com, that's getblitze.com, and use the code K100, you get 15% off. Now, I've tried this, and it comes perfect as advertised. Nice little comfortable buzz, quick onset, you know, you don't need a lot of it, and it tastes delicious. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitz.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or k100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off at the code K100 at getblitze.com. Awesome product.
Okay, real quick, because we try everything on this show. Did you try it yet, Joe?
Well, I tried it before they were a sponsor, but the ones that Mickey just sent me, I tried this week, two nights. I used a little, I actually just
what
filled
flavor?
Up cherry and I actually just filled up the cap and I put it in with like Coke or cherry Coke and it tastes good. There's nothing medicine-y about it or whatever. It tastes good. I had a nice little buzz after 10 minutes and then I slept really well. So, I mean, no complaints at all.
So let me tell you what my experience was. When I did mine and I did a tablespoon, put another tablespoon. I actually had the first one with orange juice and the second one with some vodka. The second one, bro, kicked in really nice. What I liked about it, it wasn't a hard buzz. And, you know, so the nice little buzz, which you can keep kicking in by using more. Very, very, very nice. Highly recommended.
So that's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com. getblitze.com.
Yo, Get Blitzed at getblitz.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Next is from John Roddy. Subject is mistake after all. Has Roman Reigns versus LA Knight proven to be a mistake in the long run? Think about it. Working Roman Reigns these days is the biggest match you can have, so LA Knight has already had his biggest match and lost it. So what's left for him to build to? I'm not saying, LA Knight is buried, but do you think that Roman versus Knight should have maybe been held off for a year, held off for later down the line? That being said, Knight likely getting paid more for that one match than most of us will see in a lifetime. Well, bro, if you watch wrestling, if you have any understanding or comprehension of booking, LA Knight is far from dead. Okay, now number one, here's right off the bat, here's something they could do. Okay, you could have Miz upset Gunther. All right, because maybe one of his cronies screws up, the Leonardo da Vinci guy, because they're telling that story and everything, screws up and he costs in the match. All right. And you could go right back to Miz and LA Knight for the Intercontinental title, bro, because those guys have done great TV every single time they're on. You know, those are two good. There was I saw a clip where Miz was he was being interviewed by maybe from, it might have been the Chris Van Fleet guy or something, but somebody. And they were talking about the LA Knight angle. And Miz was like, you know, he was great to work with because you need to up your game because he brings it on the mic. So if you're a talented character, okay, and you're working with LA Knight, they got this new cat that's like bringing it, and you have to up your game no matter where you are on the card, because if he eats you alive, you know, I mean, let's be honest, the way LA Knight got over originally and kind of developed his fan base and people saw how good he was is, bro, he was going against Bray Wyatt, and Bray Wyatt was supposed to be this great guy in the mic, and he ate him alive. You know, like people saw that. So like all the guys in the back are like looking at this going like, you know, like Bray Wyatt's getting eaten alive on the mic by the who is this guy? I want to work with this guy. Now I got to bring him, which is why Roman worked with him, which is why all these guys, these top guys, are working with the guy, because he brings it on the mic, which just shows you how important mic work is. CM Punk, perfect example. He's not like the most overly imposing guy or well built and everything, but he brings it on the mic. You know, all these guys that bring it on the mic, it's like it elevates everybody's game and it makes better TV. So LA Knight is not buried at all.
And like, not only that, LA Knight can bring it in the ring and he's safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Bro, everybody in now WWE can bring it in the ring. I mean, especially the men's side, it's hard to look at a guy and say, well, he shouldn't be on TV. You know, like everybody there should be on TV, you know? So yeah, it is, bro. He throws a good punch too. You know, he looks like he can fight, you know? So it's like, yeah. So I would say that. Joe, do you got any comment on LA Knight?
No. I'm sorry. I'm going to find the bet right now. That's why I'm muted.
Next is time out. There was a bet that I lost, but there was a bet afterwards that I won. All right. So that I won my money back and Conan just completely disavowed.
That's not true. You lost twice.
Nexus from also
doubled down and lost and still reneged.
Nexus from all, pull your mic down. Nexus from also Garrison. This is somebody who's too late to fix it. People are already always talking about overrated or underrated talent in the wrestling world, but I don't think the term underrated is better suited for anyone more than the New Day. Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston are excellent wrestlers, but it really seems that when it comes to creative, they have an endless supply of bad luck. They were an angle with Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle, but then dumbass Riddle got himself fired in the middle of that. And they were in a feud with the Viking guys, and then one of them got a neck injury, so that got canceled. Plus, it's since come out that Woods versus Kingston versus Big E match was planned before Big E got that horrific injury. Plus, whatever happened with Woods' run as King. I hate to say it, but are these guys beyond him? They both have to be making great money, but really, when it comes to cutting costs, will WWE really want two guys making huge money, but only ever used to promote sponsors on the pay-per-views? I got a pretty pretty direct response to this. Is, dude, they've kept him stuck in that cartoonish role, and there's been no evolution of their characters for like 5, 6, 7 years now. Like, they're literally like, you know, they don't do the serial promotion stuff and thing, but they still have the trumpet and stuff and the, you know, and there are guys that I think they can evolve or, you know, do something different than the perception that everyone has of them. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yep. What was the original question, though?
Are like they done? It's basically what the guy's asking. Are they both creatively done? I'm saying like no, they're not. It's like but they need to evolve. Like their shtick has gotten old, and they're good workers. You know, they got a lot of history. They were tag team champions for the longest ever until the Usos beat them. You know, Kofi was a former world champion. But they have a lot on their resume, but if they keep just doing the trumpet, the kind, you know, keep acting funny skits and stuff, I think like everybody's just now what's happened is they're not in the, like the A-list picture anymore. Mm-hmm. Like they're not contenders for the title. They're not, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
It's that kind of thought. They gave him a really goofy gimmick because I remember when they first started to do their remember when they were doing video packages at the beginning and they were seen kind of like gospel.
Right.
Okay. And I thought, wow, this is a JoJo gimmick. But they turned it around. They made it successful. They made it funny. I remember going to Dallas to the WrestleMania in Dallas, and all I could hear was New Day rocks everywhere. All I saw was New Day shirts. And I was like, wow, these guys are about to explode. They hadn't really exploded on TV yet, but they were about to. So the Machine understood, just like LA Knight, he's popular. Let's put it behind them. But I just think that they've milked it as much as they've con. This has been like an 8-year gimmick, bro. They've milked it as much as they or more. They milked it as much as they can. And it is time to evolve because they're very creative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's almost 9 years now that you mention it. Because I remember when they first put that together, I was at the Rumble in Philly. It was 2015. And anytime Cody or Woods, they were just becoming the New Day when they came up for the Rumble. They were baby faces, but not in Philly. You know.
And you know what was smart about them? That they catered to a lot of obviously black nerds, but nerds in general, which is a huge part of the wrestling landscape.
All right.
Do you want to hear this original bet from January 2018?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So you've got New England, right? We're going to make an on-air Super Bowl bet, right?
Right.
You've got New England. And Joe, I know you got Philly, right?
Got it. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with Philly. So what's the bet?
Do you want me to give you the 4 points? You want to? Let's go even, and I'll give you $20.
$20 plus, let's add a little something on it.
Like what? You figure it out.
At the Chris Jericho cruise, if you lose, you must either dress in a bikini or a woman's dress and sit in a dunk tank.
Okay.
All right. What's my punishment?
You got to do the same.
All right. $20. That's really going to make the trip a lot more fun.
All right, that's enough, Joe.
Okay.
so all of that got nullified when you were promoting people to like throw me off the ship and the Jericho cruise to promote.
You can't be making up rules as you go along. There were no side
promoting.
Rules
you were promoting violence.
Violence. I always promote violence. What's the difference? As a matter of fact, just to put it out there. I remember a couple fans in Milwaukee, or really was Waukesha, Wisconsin. And I asked them, what's your favorite part of the show? One of them was you and me fighting all the time. That was like the number one thing. And I said, okay, since you listen to the show, if you meet Disco in person, please use the most violent, vehement language possible. And if possible, get physical with him. And everybody agreed. So that hopefully that'll happen.
You were telling people to throw me off the ship.
I remember Don Callis wasn't happy with him.
Lord Cyrus.
He was ready for fisticuffs on the promenade deck, promenade or whatever. Right. Promenade.
Yeah, you were promoting physical violence directed towards me. 100%.
Yeah. But then, Joe, you would have to look for the second Super Bowl bet. We made another bet because this motherfucker didn't want to pay.
No, I made a bet with you too that I won on a basketball.
Listen. No, you didn't. So we made another Super Bowl bet, I believe, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the next year's Super Bowl. He doubled down and he lost again. Check that out.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. Next is from Kevin Gilroy. This is interesting. This is from Subject Lashley.
Ooh.
Kevin Gilroy.
Oh, Gilroy. All right.
Hey, K100. Like to know about what you guys think of WWE's booking of Bobby Lashley. To me, it's just strange. He's a legitimate machine. He can wrestle good matches. He's over big time with the fans. Yet WWE seems to have him stuck in the mid card. Plus, his faction fans still don't even have a name, and they seem to do jobs more often than not. Why Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley hasn't happened, I just don't know. I did hear a while back that Lashley was considered to be one of Vince's boys. Do you think this booking is happening to maybe phase out Vince's WWE creative? I don't know, but they're in a no man's land with him booking wise because I think they wanted to be heels, but the crowd's cheering him and the right. Street Profits and they're still doing heel stuff, which to me is telling the promotion, okay, look. We don't want to boo these guys. Let's make the baby faces. Just have them, you know, have them go, perfect spot for Lashley. Those guys against the Imperium guys. Bobby Lashley against freaking Gunther. That is a marquee matchup.
Yeah.
And and a threat to like Gunther losing titles. And you got all the other pieces, the tag matches you could do. Like, bro, you could do some good TV with those guys, you know? Plus it's the far right Europeans against three black guys. So there'd be racial undertones in that too, probably, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now this guy had said that.
I mean, but subliminally that's what people would be thinking, right? Maybe that's why they don't do it. I don't know. You know?
So this guy, Kevin Gilroy, he's saying that Bobby's stuck in mid-card. Hey, he's stuck in mid-card, but he's really stuck in nowhere. He's not even in mid-card. I don't understand why they put him. That would be another big name that you could put into the mix with all these other guys, and he'd be believable. The pedigree, the amateur wrestling, the MMA, the look, everything, the name. I don't understand why they're not doing anything with him. I don't think he's one of Vince's boys and they're trying to deface him out because Bobby isn't a guy that is political or causes problems. You know, he's very professional.
Next, this is an interesting one because it immediately got me thinking. Forrester Grillo, subject is LA versus CM. On Busted Open, Bubba Ray always references inside sources as WWE and mentioned that he was told before the whole CM Punk drama with AEW this year and his return to WWE. The original plan idea for WrestleMania was LA Knight versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania with, he assumed, LA Knight going over and becoming the new champion. Now, plans have clearly changed, and the latest talk is Punk versus Rollins, and LA Knight versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania. It's hardly a big step down, but do you think, maybe behind the scenes, this could cause some heat between Punk and Knight? Or do you think Knight should just be grateful to be on the card at all? I mean, Knight's going to be very prominent on the card because he's over huge. And but I absolutely think that if you book these guys correctly, well, actually, Punk is going to be on Raw, though. And I think Knight's on. Yeah. If these guys were on the same show, you could book them each in an angle where after the angle that they're in, they come out against each other. And I think that'll be good verbal confrontations. Bro, they got a lot of good verbal battles that will provide good TV that they could do right now. A lot of them. You know,
Logan Paul,
and for Logan Paul and LA Knight is a good verbal battle because Paul's great on the mic.
Do you think that's a step down? The guy says, "Hey, is that?" I mean, it is, but it's a difference between him wrestling for the world title on top, and now he's going to be lower on the card.
Logan Paul's a huge draw.
The buzz you're generating, the press conferences, the shows you're going to be invited to. Logan Paul can go to Jimmy Fallon. So can all these other motherfuckers. Not everybody is going to be invited to Jimmy Fallon. You know what I'm saying? I mean, going to ESPN, they're doing a great job. And going back to the next letter, I don't know why Bobby Lashley isn't in the mix. You know?
I mean, look at the LA Knight. Like, imagine him going on like one of these talk shows or something. People looking like, who's this handsome guy?
And I think he's from Hollywood because he was living there for sure.
He is from Hollywood. He's like a handsome guy. Like, he looks like $1 million, right? So,
He knows how to talk. He's witty. He's smart. Yeah.
They're entertaining.
They're doing great right now, bro. You got to give them their fucking props.
He's an entertaining guy to hang around. Like, I've hung around with this guy the longer. He's an entertaining guy to be around. He's just like, he's got it, you know?